Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought it was actually a really good point about his dad. By the way, as you guys have, if you've been listening for most of the morning, you know Daryl Ryder is here. He usually joins the boys this morning on Fridays. And when he does, he's brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers. But today you get to hear him for the full 4 hours, which we have that's about an hour and 15 minutes left.
Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Yes, that's right. Sorry. I cut us a little bit short there, Owen. I apologize.
Well, they need to know where the premier jewelry store is. Scheibman Jewelers.
I agree with everything Nate said there, with one exception. We would have still found out about the speeding tickets. If you get pulled over in Strongsville, Westlake, the I-team's going to hear about it.
Well, and that was also my argument. Like, there was a lot of people who were like, if this was Dylan Gabriel, no one would even be talking about it. I was like, no. Like, they absolutely would be talking about it. We talk about this with every play. It could be anybody on the roster, pretty much. And if we found out, like, if especially a quarterback, like, wait, a high-profile player that's a third-round pick for this team, he's a rookie. It's not like we're talking about, like, Juwan Briggs or something here. Like, we're talking about a rookie quarterback. If it was either one of them, we would have talked about it. We would have reported it. We would have had it. It would have been a conversation of some sort. So I just think that's patently false that people are even bringing that up.
And yes, it would confirm that Dylan Gabriel can see over the steering wheel and drive a car.
Too far down.
Oh, Daryl. Daryl.
Here, I'm going to do this.
Reckless speculation.
And it probably doesn't apply, but it keeps me out of Daryl's little mess that he's creating.
I totally deserve that.
He didn't want to comment on, what was it that I said earlier? Oh, you didn't want to comment on me making a joke about David Njoku not showing up to his own softball game, which is something he would 100% would do. But then you make the joke about Dylan Gabriel being short. That's where you draw the line, is David Njoku?
Well, so there, I'm not very good.
Could have been a posture joke. You don't know.
Listen, okay, I realize my skill set in life is really limited. There are two things I'm really good at: making short jokes and making fat jokes. Okay. Ken Carmen and Nick Wilson are exhibits A and B to support that statement. And Dylan Gabriel now is exhibit C.
Yeah, that's fair. We do have a lot of low-hanging fruit when it comes to the fat jokes at the station, so I'm with you on that, I guess. When
it it's
comes
a
to
buffet. Let's just put it that way.
There's no fruit involved in that.
Mixing a salad, will you?
Now Nick Wilson's going to come after you in the afternoon show. Normally, he can go back and forth, but now he's going to go for dinner.
New?
It's fine. You guys are cool.
Like that's news or something.
I had a whole conversation with Nick about how you guys are burger friends, and I'm not in that conversation. I'm not part of that list. I'm not a burger friend with Nick. He would never invite me over for burgers. So
Nick's
I think you guys can take jabs at each other. It's okay.
Nick's family to me, though.
That's true.
Ken's family to me. True. Your family to me.
Oh, I appreciate that, Daryl.
If I had a cookout, I'd invite you.
I appreciate that. If I had a cookout as well, if I was doing a cookout that was like, hey, I'm inviting people from work, you would absolutely be on the list. And so, well, Nick Wilson would have been on that list, but now that I found out we're not burger friends, maybe he's not on the list.
Yeah, but you know what? You
were mythical, hypothetical cookout list invitees. Let's go.
Invitees. Power rank of
Power rank the invitees. Okay. Well, I would go Anthony Lima.
Okay.
Because he just, you know, it's Lima.
Conversation.
100%. Yeah.
He'd have a lot to bring to the table.
He came to my girl's graduation party. It was great. He did a little mingling.
Are the families coming too? Is it just the
No. Jeff Thomas.
Okay.
Ken Carmen.
Okay.
Although I would have to make sure that, you know, we had enough for multiple courses.
So we're down to either it's either Nick or me. It sounds like.
And Nick Wilson. Wow. Nick Wilson's top of the list. He's number one on the list because, again, we're family.
Okay.
Spence, you can come to my fake ice cream show.
But you know
I
what,
I appreciate
though?
The invite, Owen.
But, Spencer, you would be on the list. You would absolutely 100% be on that list.
I appreciate that. No, I think Daryl and I have gotten a lot closer over the last couple of years, especially being on the Browns beat, working together more here. We had some fun on Sundays for a few weeks there until the schedule sort of changed things around a little bit. But no,
the powers to be are like, yeah, we need to separate these two.
That probably is somewhat of what happened there. Daryl, so we talked earlier in the show about the finals reaching a game seven. First time we're getting to game seven since, the memorable 2016 season when the Cavaliers pulled off the 3-1 comeback and beat the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
And I do think, if Cavs fans are looking for something a reason to, enjoy 2 to 3 more days of NBA Finals coverage, this is the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is their time. This is the time for Cavaliers fans to shine because the next 2 to 3 days are just going to be filled with highlights of that Game 7. It's because it's the most recent one in an NBA Finals. It's going to be the LeBron blocking the shot. It's going to be remembering those moments and, here's this historic thing that happened. And can the Pacers be the first team to do this? And can the Thunder be the first team to do that? So you are going to be inundated for the next couple days with pure Cleveland Cavaliers from 2016 and their championship run highlights. And that, I would say, is a win. It's a small, small victory after a disappointing Cavalier season that you at least get to reminisce for a couple extra days here about that memorable season, especially just a couple days removed, or actually the game will be a couple days removed, but just yesterday was obviously the 9th anniversary of that comeback win and then pulling it off in the Game 7 to win the finals in 2016.
So Amazon Prime did a Game 7 series. And I just don't know how, in their right mind, they did not include.
Was it like a ranking?
No, not. It was a series where it was a documentary series of these Game Sevens, right? They did Indians Cubs in 2016, right? How do you not include Cavs Warriors in that series? Because there were so many stories within that Game Seven, and it's not just about the block, the shot, the stop. Okay. J.R. Smith, if he doesn't go off early in that third quarter and knock down those three-pointers, I don't know that the Cavaliers are even in the game the fourth quarter. There are just so many little plot lines within that singular game. And Prime didn't even include it. And I thought it was
across
stunning.
Across sports, that has to be one of the best Game 7s of all time.
It is.
Right?
Definitely,
when you think about the NBA, it has to be up there in the NBA. Also, Jordan never went to a Game 7 in the finals. That's always the big talking point. It's he never had to go to a Game 7, and LeBron did. That's why he's better, right, is the thing that people point to. So you don't have, a Jordan iconic Game 7 moment.
Yeah.
So for them to do it, the circumstances around it. I mean, Daryl, you know this about me. I openly have talked about, growing up because of family ties and memories I have with my dad, a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, right? So, by the way, Amazon Prime, the first episode, and you'll love it. It's the Yankees beating the Red Sox in the 2003 ALCS.
No. Did they do 04, though, when the Red Sox returned the favor in 04? I don't know. Anyway, but along those lines, like, I have said that the 2016 comeback for the Cavs was more impressive than what the Red Sox pulled off in 04. And the reason I said it was because, like, coming back from 3-1 down against that Warriors team, like, the Yankees team was good that year when the Red Sox came back against them, but the Red Sox were, like, right there. Like, their records were very, very close that season.
Yeah.
It was like people thought going into that series, it could go either way. And those two teams are both good. This Warriors team was historically great. It looked like nobody was going to beat them. And then the Cavs get down 3-1 and somehow pull themselves out of it to win the series. They went three straight. And LeBron to have the performances that he had, the iconic moments of the block, the shot, and then Kevin Love gets his kind of heyday with the stop that they threw in there. Like, just so many cool things that happened along the way to make that happen. I've said it was more it was a bigger or more difficult thing to pull off than what the Red Sox did in 04.
You want to know what the NBA one is?
It has to be up there. Has to be up there.
They picked over Cavs Warriors Game 7. They did Spurs Mavericks Game 7. Like, really? No championship was won there.
I don't even think, like, yeah, that's disappointing. That's really, I want to watch this now and see, like, why they, like, get a sense of, like, why they picked that.
Like, really? I mean, I realized that, like, it was the rise of Dirk Nowitzki, and I get, but, like, no championship was won in that Game 7.
No. Yeah, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't.
They did pick some good hockey ones, though. Rangers win in the Stanley Cup. Edmonton Oilers in 87.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so, but still, my favorite is episode one, and that was the Yankees beating the Red Sox in 2003 in the ALCS, only because you're sitting here.
I appreciate it.
As a Red Sox fan.
Appreciate the jab there, Daryl. It's okay. I've seen enough championship. I shouldn't say that because I would love to see.
But you know what? You and Mitch get along so well, so it is proof that Yankees and Red Sox fans can get along.
Is he still on that train where he's rocking two teams?
No, I gave that up.
Oh, he's listening. He's listening.
Well, I would hope so.
He did get bullied into it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.